I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade.
Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T. From good old Boston, Massachusetts. It is March 14th, 2019. How's everybody doing out there? Today's podcast, I'm getting back to the movie reviews. It's been a while, I know. I'm sorry, people, I'm sorry. I've been a busy son of a bitch. A lot going on in my life, a lot going on with my move. I'm moving soon. And I've been tied up and I haven't been over to the movies. And honestly, there haven't been a lot of movies that I wanted to see. This is that weird time of the year between Oscar season and summer blockbuster season where March, April, into early May, you kind of don't have much going on at the movies. But the large blockbusters, the large movies, the popcorn flicks, if you will, they move up every year earlier and earlier. Like summer movie season used to start Memorial Day weekend. Slowly that has increased at some point around early May. Now it's late April. The big movie that's about to drop is going to be Avengers Endgame, a.k.a. Avengers 4, a.k.a. the last Avengers movie. Phase 4 is done from Marvel Disney. They're going to sunset these characters off. I think we're going to have a few like Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, why we're here today. They'll continue. But the big three of Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, I think in this form, we're probably going to stop seeing them. Well, they're not an Endgame. They all die, maybe one of them or two of them. But Phase 4 that started in 2008 with the first Iron Man is officially going to be wrapped with Avengers Endgame. Now, going into Avengers Endgame is the setup movie, right? If you all watched the last Avengers movie, we had Avengers Infinity War, where all of the Marvel characters, including Spider-Man being crossed over from Sony into Disney, were defeated by Thanos. There was the snap, like that, where a lot of the characters turn to dust. Now, I'm not giving anything away here, but as you know, when I do my movie reviews, I tend to do some spoilers. So I'm going to spoil Infinity War if you are maybe the 1% of the people out there who did not see it yet. And also for those of you who haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, tune away or come back here after you've seen it. But as far as Avengers Infinity War, a lot of the characters died and we can assume they're going to come back because, look, there's already a fucking Spider-Man 2 trailer out there. Spider-Man Homecoming and now Spider-Man Far From Home. They're showing that. Therefore, you know Spider-Man's coming back. People could say, well, maybe it's a prequel. Maybe Spider-Man stays dead and he comes back and this Spider-Man 2 happens before Infinity War. No, 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 no. The newest trailer that came out with Captain Marvel for Spider-Man has Happy, who is Iron Man, Tony Stark's bodyguard and driver, in the airplane that picks up Spider-Man. So, either Iron Man Tony Stark dies in Endgame, or this is a prequel, which I doubt. So Spider-Man is back. This is going to come out after Endgame. Right now, leading up to Avengers Endgame, is Captain Marvel. And this is why we're all here, right? Let me get into Captain Marvel. I've gone on record here before as a kid. I've grown up. I loved comic books. Again, I'm trying to do this review in 15 minutes. So I'm going to stick to the formula. So I got about 12 minutes left. I never really got into the Avengers too much. I was always an X-Men guy. Give me Wolverine, give me the X-Men. I love that shit. X-Men, X-Factor, Uncanny X-Men, X-Force, Excalibur. I had all that shit. I had all those comic books. I would dabble in Avengers when we had the big crossovers. Like, I have all the Infinity Gauntlet. I had the original ones when Thanos did that. And Adam Warlock helped defeat Thanos in the comics. That impacted every Marvel comic book. It went across every single one of them. And in the movie, it looks like it's going to be Captain Marvel. She is going to be in the role of Adam Warlock, which is basically going to help defeat Thanos. They introduced Captain Marvel to the Marvel Universe in one form or another at the end of Avengers Infinity War, where Nick Fury was about to turn to dust, but he sent off a two-way pager out to look like a symbol that went out. It was the Captain Marvel symbol that we're assuming went out to her to let her know that some big shit was going down on Earth. Now, Captain Marvel picks up in 1996, I think it was. It's in the 90s. I think it's 96 because it's still a blockbuster video. there is still there's a cameo by Stan Lee in Captain Marvel where he's reading Mallrats, and I think that came out in 1996. So it could be 19. I think it's actually 1995. The movie was based anyway, mid 90s. So Captain Marvel, it opens up with basically her training with the Kree. Jude Law is her teacher, her captain, however you want to say. It's the Kree, who are an alien race. In the comics, just like the movie, the Kree and the Skrulls have always battled. The Kree are just a super superior race. They really don't have powers. They have certain skill sets. They're trained in fighting. But Captain Marvel is part Kree. In the movie, her blood gets mixed, her human blood. Jude Law's character ends up giving her a blood transfusion. She comes mixed with Kree blood. That's not where her powers come from. They come from a device that Annette Bening's character was actually trying to protect. What ended up being the Tesseract, which ended up being Affinity Gem. That power that ended up exploding went into her, and she went full-blown power. In the movie, she actually starts off not having full power. She has photon blasters in her hands, but she has a power dampener behind her ear. Later on in the movie, that dampener gets destroyed, and she goes full-blown powerful Captain Marvel, or Marvel, if you will, because that's the correct way to say it. By the end of that movie, and again, I'll get to the whole story, she is fully superpowered, if you will, enough to we, as the audience, can think she's going to take down Thanos, or at least help take down Thanos. Me, if I was a betting man, I don't think anyone could take down anyone when you have the full six-gem gauntlet. I think at some point, they got to remove, as powerful as Captain Marvel is, they have to remove some of those stones. If he comes down to two, three, four stones, I think one-on-one, Captain Marvel could defeat Thanos, maybe with some help with the surviving Avengers, or they somehow get their hands on the Time Stone, which I'm thinking is going to happen, and they're going to reset the clock at some point, and those heroes are going to come back. Whether or not they come back to help in the final battle against Thanos, or after they defeat Thanos, I think we're getting a reset button. Why? Look, Black Panther made a lot of motherfucking money. He's coming back to life. Spider-Man is too, and they're not done with Guardians yet. This team is going to get through Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So I think they need to come back. And all the Guardians besides Rocket will turn to dust. So you got to assume that somehow at some point that battle is going to take place. They're going to reset time. Maybe Tony Stark never became Iron Man. Maybe Captain America never went off to the Super Soldier program. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe Thor continues down that path. I'd still like to think Thor will have another movie. I think Thor, his movies got progressively better with each one. I think the Thor Hulk one and Thor, the last Thor one, Thor 3, was very funny. I like to see more dynamic between those two. So we'll take it from there, see what happens after Endgame ends. But for now, back to Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, to me, even though it's Marvel and not DC, did everything in a non-in-your-face, goody-two-shoe, Me Too movement, women's rights, way better than Wonder Woman did. Wonder Woman is way too in your face. Wonder Woman and Black Panther, to me, and I'll say it, a lot of people aren't saying it, aren't as good as everybody's trying to make it seem like they were. Black Panther, I know the political undertones of what you're trying to get. Black Lightning, the TV show, I think is more relevant. My own personal opinion. I think it deals with a lot of current affair issues, a lot of stuff in the streets, a lot of crimes that are affecting the black community or people overall. I think if you're going to go with a political message, for a powerful movement, a black power movement, Black Lightning is way better than Black Panther. I think Black Panther being fictionalized in Wakanda, a fucking place that doesn't exist, I think people try to make that more than what it was. Black Panther was an okay Marvel movie. It wasn't great. Yeah, I said it. Hate me if you want. It wasn't that good. Wonder Woman for DC, at the time, was the best DC movie. And that's not saying a lot because DC movies have sucked. I think they dropped the ball where they had a good Superman with Henry Cavill, but they fucked that up. Instead of doing a Man of Steel 2, they went to Batman versus Superman. I didn't have a problem with Batman as an older, Affleck as an older Batman, but they fucked that up. And then Justice League was just a pile of dog shit. Suicide Squad, a little bit earlier, could have been better if they made it an R movie. They took a David Ayer movie and they forced it to be PG-13. Clearly, he shot it for R. So at that point in time, Wonder Woman was the better of the DC movies until Aquaman came along. Aquaman, unfortunately, is a dopey, talks-to-fish character in the comics, but it says a lot when that is your best fucking movie so far, Aquaman. But Wonder Woman was more like girl power in your face, look at me, I have a lot to say. It was too much of that. Not saying I have a problem with that. There should be a strong woman character. But the blatantness of Wonder Woman was too over the top for my liking, unlike Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel was a strong female character. She was empowered without being obviously empowered. It was girl power. Every song they played in every scene was from a girl band or a girl singer. They showed her strong friend, who was a female character as well. Her daughter, not Captain Marvel's character, but the friend's daughter, strong characters. She was the lead and Samuel Jackson's Nick Fury was a secondary character. She was determined. She was in the military. She was an Air Force pilot. Every time she fell, she got back up. They even do a montage when she goes full-blown Captain Marvel power without saying, like Wonder Woman would, look at me, every time I fall down, I get up. She actually got up in the fucking movie without saying it. I think Brie Larson did an excellent job as this character. She encompassed everything about Captain Marvel should be. To me, Captain Marvel was part Superman, part Captain America, and part Wonder Woman. She did an excellent job with, she had wise-ass humor, so it gave her a lot of personality. She had a great rapport with Nick Fury, and I think Jude Law was a great villain. He ended up swerving and turning on her. I think the Skrulls, the lead Skrull, was very entertaining. I think they did a good job capturing Marvel Skrulls on screen. And it told a story of her being somebody powerful in the 90s, how S.H.I.E.L.D. got going. You even get how Nick Fury lost his eye, how he got the Avengers Initiative going. And I think it ties in perfectly to Endgame, if you stay through the end credits scene, of where Captain Marvel ties into the next Avengers movie. So we all know that's coming. I'm not going to give away that end credits scene. It's actually mid-credits, and then there's another end credits scene of where she's going to play that role of the person that helps take down Thanos. Captain Marvel was the best female-empowered political, non-political movie of the comic book genre and era of the last 10, 11 years. I think that they cast really well. It told a fun story. A lot of critics were tearing it apart. Look, I put it up there with Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, where you didn't expect it to be a mainstream popular movie. There was a lot of weight that Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man had to carry because they were the big three for Marvel. Ant-Man, Guardians didn't have to carry that weight. That's why they got to have a lot more fun with those characters. You didn't expect them to be hits or entertaining. Same with Captain Marvel. I think she will continue past the Phase 4. After Endgame, I want to see more Captain Marvel movies. Unlike Wonder Woman, I want to see where she ended up after Endgame. I want to see her take on more villains. I really like the dynamic of throwing Thor back into outer space and the Guardians being out of space in her. I like to see Marvel, and I think they're heading in that direction at Phase 4, where we're getting more into outer space. Now they introduce the Kree race and the Skrulls. I think we get very entertaining. I think this gives a great opportunity to bring in Fantastic Four. Now that Marvel has the rights to them back, I would love to see them getting involved. And even though they don't go out of space often, let's not forget, people, after Phase 4, now that Disney Marvel bought Fox, they got the X-Men. After Dark Phoenix, which doesn't look that good, this is going to be the last one in Fox that closes out, they're going to bring in all the X-Men characters. Phase 5, I would assume we're going to get a new Wolverine, a new Professor X. I would love to see an X-Men movie where it's the core five of Jean Grey, a.k.a. Marvel Girl, Cyclops, Iceman, Beast, and Angel, led by Professor X. I think Marvel has a lot of potential to really reboot the X-Men universe, bring the X-Men in, and that's going to be their new Phase 5 with these out-of-space Marvel characters. They have the crossover for Spider-Man, I think, for one or two more movies, and then Spider-Man's going to go fully back over to Sony. They're developing their own world. There's Venom out there. I know they want to expand upon Spider-Man. But Captain Marvel, as a standalone movie, excellent. Tied into the Guardians world, there's little tidbits. There's some pop-up cameos from other characters like Ronan, and his second in command. And then you have the ties into the Avengers. So Captain Marvel, great soundtrack, great movie. I like the way it was acted. Great story. One officially filmed last cameo by Stan Lee. I know they're going to make him pop up in Endgame. And I think one more movie, but he's going to be superimposed. He shot this. He is reading the Mallrats script, which is really cool for a Kevin Smith fan like myself, because he shot that cameo in Mallrats way back when in 1995-96 in Kevin Smith's second movie after Clerks. So that to me, as a fan, as a screenwriter, I love Captain Marvel. I can't say enough about the movie. I talked to a lot of friends and folks at work. Everybody so far has loved it. And I really now more than ever can't wait for fucking Endgame. I want to see where they go with this. I want to see what she can do against Thanos. I want to see who dies, who comes back after the snap, and how they close out Phase 4 and where we all end with this, because it's 11 years in the making. And this is the last setup movie to finally tell that story. We got the introduction to all the Avengers, the Core Three, then the rest of the team. Then we got the Outlaying B characters. We got all the gems. We got the Infinity Gauntlet put together. We got the introduction of Thanos. We got him fucking up the Avengers. We got the snap out of the comic turned to dust. And even though it's not Adam Warlock, we got Captain Marvel, who we have to assume is going to be the person that helps take down Thanos. And we got a cool new Spider-Man that's being shared between Sony and Marvel. So as a comic book fan as a kid, I was never a fanboy, but I'm acting like a fanboy now as a grown man of 41 years old. This is the best time to be alive and be a comic book fan and comic book movie fan. And I say go see fucking Captain Marvel in theaters. Enjoy it and let's get ready for fucking Endgame. So that's that. There goes T Reviews Captain Marvel in 15 minutes. Where to find me? Instagram. You know where to find me. The_T_podcast. Also on T-Blog, all one word. Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. Email me. Any questions? You want to hear more about movies? Anything else? Hit me up. T@t-blog.com. The Facebook page, the T-Blog page on Facebook. And of course, always here on iTunes in the place that started all, T-Blog.com. Doing the podcast every Thursday, every Tuesday, and now on Fridays as well. We're trying to do 3 a week as best as we can. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, 'cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.